This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Minnesota Wild saw their modest two-game winning streak coming to an end last night with a 4-3 loss at Carolina. Head coach John Hines.
I thought at times when we got in the offensive zone, normally we've done a good job, I think, of getting over pucks and skating on first touch, especially against a team that plays man-on-man. I thought we were a little bit too one and done. I would say probably more so in the second. I thought we had some good looks in the first and then in the third. I thought in the second we weren't there enough.
Matt Boldy scored twice and Brock Faber added a tally. Minnesota's right back on the ice tonight visiting the Islanders. The Gopher men's hockey team is trying to get going. They have lost four in a row. They host Notre Dame tonight and tomorrow. And Minnesota defenseman Alex Begley of Montemedi says they need to stay upbeat and get this thing turned around.
Just our mentality is just staying positive through all of it. I mean, in my last 2 years here, we've been really good and we've had a lot of older guys that we've kind of been able to jump on their back. And I feel like we've never really been in this situation here because we have such high standards.
The puck will drop at 7 at 3M Arena at Mariucci. Across the street at Williams Arena tonight, the Gopher women's basketball team hosts Manhattan. Coach Don Plitzelwhite likes that she has a veteran group to work with because they know each other so well.
There's so many benefits to having a more experienced team, and that is one of them. That trust factor is something that's really important.
Pro basketball, the Wolves host Utah tonight at 7 o'clock at the Target Center in Minneapolis. The Vikings are gearing up to host Baltimore on Sunday. Star Minnesota receiver Justin Jefferson says they want to build on last week's big win in Detroit.
There's things to fix and things to look at, but all in all, we feel like the energy was there, the execution was there for the most part, and guys just making plays, you know, not overstepping their boundaries, overstepping their role and their boundaries. We just went out and just played our ball.
Kickoff is set for noon at U.S. Bank Stadium in downtown Minneapolis. For more Minnesota sports info, you can go to MinnesotaNewsNetwork.com or follow us on X at Minnesota Radio. This is MNN Sports.